Hi, folks. This is Earth Eats, your weekly dose of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan, and sitting in the studios of WFIU Bloomington with me is Chef Daniel Orr. My friend here is a cookbook author and creator of a line of spice blends. Yummy. Today, some words about gardening and a recipe for all you salad lovers out there.
I get a kick out of gardening, but as George Bush said about his job, it's hard. It's a lot of work. We all need to pitch in and make things happen. So anytime I want real change, I make sure I have lots of volunteers. Volunteers are those self-seeding plants that spring up in the most unexpected places in the garden. They even spring up in your yard, your landscape, all over the world. I've watched my asparagus family slowly set up timeshares throughout my property, keeping a stronghold in its narrow path by the road, but also branching out, with the help of birds and animals, to move to the more resort-like beachfront territory. I just let them go ahead and do it. They set up shop wherever they want, and as far as I'm concerned, you can't have too much asparagus. Some cold weather workers are mosh and arugula, sometimes known as rocket. These greens are quite happy in late fall and early spring, but add a bit of hot weather and they try to bolt or send up flower stalks and seeds. I just let them bloom and seed and let them fall wherever they want so I can see them again when things cool down. Heirloom tomatoes, especially the little cherry varieties, seem to always come back from year to year. I try to keep my favorite varieties of these volunteers away from other plants in the same family, or they'll often lose their special traits through cross-pollination. To do this, just save a few seeds, dry them on a piece of paper towel, and scatter them in the general area you want them to perform, and you've set the stage for some free fun the following season. We all need to volunteer to make great change happen. Luckily, we have friends in the plant world that can set a good example for us. Today I'm going to show you how to do a vinaigrette. It's a black walnut vinaigrette.
Hey, that's my line. Chef calls this Lefty's black walnut vinaigrette after his father, who was a great left-handed pitcher back in the day. These days, Lefty would rather be sitting by the fire and working on some walnuts than running around a baseball diamond. So Lefty, a salute to you from your son.
In my backyard, we have a wild black walnut tree. The shell is extremely hard, and you need a special cracker for it. And what I'm going to show you how to do today is how to get the most flavor out of the black walnut. We've got two different oils here. I've got a blended salad oil, which we're going to turn into a walnut-flavored oil. And then we have the extra virgin olive oil, which, of course, we're not going to heat at all. We want to keep that perfume on its own.
As Chef has said in past episodes, you don't want to heat your super expensive fancy schmancy olive oil, because all the flavor and fabulousness goes up in smoke, literally. So it smells good, but you lose the awesome taste.
So we've got a nice hot pan over here. We're going to add the oil to that. And we're going to add the black walnuts, which we've chopped. And we're going to heat them in the oil. They're going to start to bubble and foam a little bit. And what they're going to do is release some of their essential oils into the neutral salad oil that we had, perfuming it and making it a black walnut oil. You want to cook them just until they start to turn brown and nutty, and they will go from brown to black fairly quickly. So take them off the heat, and we're going to pour that into our pan. Okay, just pouring that into a mixing bowl. You smell that black walnut aroma?
Now for the other ingredients. Check out wfiu.org/eats for a complete listing, because I'm not so sure you could write this all down as Chef rattles it off.
We've got some extra virgin olive oil,
some lemon juice,
a little bit of fresh thyme, some minced garlic. Okay, we're going to add some scallions, a little bit of salt and pepper, and some mustard. The mustard's going to help emulsify the dressing. To me, it smells kind of the wood, kind of earthy and perfect for those astringent bitter greens. To show off this little salad, we have this nice little rocket arugula. So just take a couple spoonfuls. Okay, and then we're just going to toss that. And then to play off the black walnut flavor, we're going to add some local goat cheese. I'm going to decorate this with a little bit of diced tomatoes. And you have a nice, simple salad. Make a great lunch with a nice, crusty loaf of bread or a good starter at dinner time.
Mmm, sounds really good. And I'm sure Lefty approves. Thanks for joining us this week for Earth Eats. This episode was produced by WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. The website is the place to go for recipes, photos, and much, 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 much more. WFIU.org/EarthEats. Daniel Orr, for the life of us here at the station, we just cannot get him to empty the trash can in his office.
To me, it smells kind of the wood, kind of earthy. And
I'm Annie Corrigan.